Early Christian Necropolis and Park Central Shopping Centre. The Early Christian Necropolis and Museum Complex is a detailed informational section of the Tarragona National Archaeological Museum. Remains from a 2nd century villa can be seen in an area with a garden, as well as the preserved remains of an extensive cemetery point in situ from Tarocco during the decline of the Roman Empire. At present, however, the ensemble is in the process of being remodeled, and only the exhibition El Mone de la Morte, The World of Death, can be visited. This room describes the history and meaning of this archaeological ensemble, in which the most significant and representative items recovered during the excavations of the early Christian necropolis are displayed. Among the items displayed in the exhibition, those worth particular mention, are the head of Attia, a Phrygian divinity from the ancient region of Asia Minor, related to funeral worship, the magnificent stone coffins of the Leons, Leocadius, and the Corona, crown, and detailed frontpieces of the sarcophagus of Les Orants, Orentes, the funeral mosaics of the Bishop Optimus and Ampelius, and the gravestone of Lucio Valerio, a soldier in Legion 7, Gemina Felix, the 7th Twin Legion, in the 2nd century AD. Other items also deserve special mention, such as La Nina di Ivori, the marble doll, a doll with the arms and legs attached dating back to the 3rd and 4th centuries AD, which was inside a sarcophagus found in 1927. It was part of the funeral offerings which accompanied the remains of a deceased girl aged 5 or 6. It must have been her favourite toy. The other particularly noteworthy item is the sarcophagus of the teacher from the 3rd century AD. It was given this name because it shows a figure of a teacher giving lessons to two young people. The beard, hair, and feathers decorating the front of the sarcophagus depict the philosopher or the poet reading the volume in his hands to his pupils, while on the sides there are portraits of the teacher and his wife, presumably buried with him, who is depicted as his muse, with a tunic and cloak, and her hair styled like the empresses of the era. The first relics of the early Christian necropolis were found in 1923, and it was later excavated by Joan Serra y Valero between 1926 and 1933. Now partially preserved in the museum opened in 1930 to describe the history behind it. It is now part of the archaeological ensemble of Tarocco, recognized as a UNESCO World Heritage Site. The digs undertaken marked the area around this large necropolis situated next to an ancient Roman road. The discovery provided significant information on the city's Christianization process. This area is outside the Romans' city's walled perimeter. It consists of a suburban section where some villas are recorded to have been erected during the Roman Empire, in addition to a large cemetery area linked to the suburban roads. For example, in the mausolea, which were erected along Evissa Street, between the Bullring and the old tobacco factory, with the Roman road on top from the Augustus era, and other burial areas such as the Parc Central de la Ciutat, City Central Park, and the pre-Christian graves in the St. Fructuosus necropolis. The remains of St. Fructuosus, Augurius, and Eulogius, who were martyred in the city's amphitheatre in the year 259, were buried in the last of these sites. This led to more burials from members of the Tarragona Christian community between the 4th and 5th centuries AD. In effect, this building became an attraction for new burials in the growing local Christian community because of the desire to bury the deceased next to the grave of the martyrs, and eventually a large necropolis emerged. The work led to the discovery of 2,051 graves of different kinds. The most important part of the necropolis, that is, the St. Fructuosus Basilica, is still buried beneath the gardens of the building, which was used as a tobacco factory and cannot be visited. In 1994, a second early Christian basilica was discovered in some excavations carried out very close by. The relationship between the two is evident, due to both the proximity and the road linked the two. You can visit the remains by walking along the pavement in front and entering the Parc Central shopping centre. Entry to this area is free. On the underground floor, where the car park is, you will see a closed-off area in the center which can be visited. It contains two of the buildings found in the excavations, which were transferred here from the original site, the Basilica and a Roman house. As soon as you enter, go up over a floating footbridge which crosses over the Basilica. On the left is the head of the rectangular story where the altar used to be, and to the right, the three naves. This site dates back to the 5th century. The subsoil of the Basilica is literally full of graves arranged in rows. Some 160 graves have been counted, but if we were to add those in the areas which have been completely swept away, the figure amounts to 200. As you follow the Basilica wall, you will realize that at its base there is a forecourt with a central patio surrounded by a corridor which leads to a series of rooms on both sides. The peculiarity of this forecourt is worthy of mentioning as it is unique among Hispanic basilicas. You will finally come to the Roman Road, a street which comes from the neighboring necropolis that you have visited. On the other side of this road, you will come to the second building which is preserved here. This is a 4th century house which is approximately quadrangular in shape, with four wings adjoined around a central patio. This ends the visit to the buildings in Tarragona's city center, but you can continue along the route as there are others in the complex which have been included in the World Heritage Ensemble because of their significance. Some are in the Tarragona municipal boundary: the Point de Diable, Devil's Bridge, in the north, the Torre dels Escipions, Scipio's Tower, and the Pradera de Middle, Il Middle Quarry, in the east. The Sensele Roman Villa is in the northeast of the city, in Constanti, and in the east, towards Barcelona, in the Els Munts, Atafulla Roman Villa, and Berra's Arch, which is in the Roda de Barra municipality. If you wish to continue visiting the places of interest outside the city centre, simply select the next track of the route, which will take you to the municipality of Constanti.